Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I'll do this before. I want to do this later, but I'll do this before. Everybody that's in here earlier, get a little treat. So when I was on, the Breakfast Club, and I had mentioned the Roth IRA play for your kid, and I said, if you put $6,000 into ETF, hypothetically speaking, into the QQQ situation, and then by the time that they retire, they'll have $1.1 million. A lot of people didn't fully understand that, so let me break this down. Let me break this down into great detail. So what I meant by that was this: the reason why I did the Roth is because obviously, you know, the Roth is tax free. Well, maybe not obviously, but if you don't know that, a Roth IRA, when you take the money out in retirement, is tax-free. You don't pay any income tax on it. So obviously, if you're younger, you want to have the more tax advantage plan as opposed to the traditional IRA that's actually taxed. So you can actually open a Roth, or a child can open a Roth IRA. They have to be of legal working age. That's why I said age 14, because for most states, you can get your working permit. You can start working at age 14. The reason why I said 6,000 is that the most that you can put into an IRA is $6,000. And you can do up to the amount of money that's earned for the year. So what I'm saying is that, let's say, hypothetically speaking, the child had a part-time job, right? You work at CVS or a camp counselor, and then you got another part-time job throughout the course of the year, a couple hours a week. Yeah, that'll average for the 12 months about $6,000. So the $6,000 was not a number that you definitely have to do. It's just to give you an example on it. So if you contributed $6,000 into the Roth IRA for your child at the age of 14, once they are able to start working. Now, the reason why I say QQQ is that QQQ has averaged 20% for the last 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say average 20% for the last 10 years, that's not like guaranteed that it's going to get 20% every single year. What happens is that, so in the average, like, you know, we all went to math class. If something is 40% 1 year, 10% 1 year, 15% 1 year, we take the average. We take the average of those numbers. So it's not guaranteed that it's going to do 12% for the course of the next 60 years. But I mean, it has strong track record. So that's why I said, okay, it's done 20% for the last 10 years. It's not unreasonable to think it's going to do 12% a year average. Mm-hmm. So when you average, if you put $6,000 in and just did it for 1 year, if you average that 12% over the course of time until they actually reach 60, the reason why I use the age 60 is that is the retirement age for the IRS, right? 59 and a half. Mm-hmm. So the whole point of it was to say, you know, if you set your child up, hypothetically speaking, they'll have over $1 million in retirement. So that's what I was saying, as far as a lot of time people take jobs and, you know, they sacrifice their dreams and all of that just to get a retirement plan, a 401k or a pension. You hear it all the time, the job has good benefits. So I was using that as a hypothetical example to show you, like, this is a play that you can run for your child. Now, obviously, there's different strategies. You can put less money in. You can do it over the course of time. You can do yearly. It doesn't have to be done all at once, just in 1 year. But that was an example, you know, just to kind of show you, if you really think about it, like, damn, $6,000 can actually almost guarantee $1 million.
I'm sure people was listening like, does he know what he's talking about? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do the math. You always got to clarify stuff. There's always it's not even that people are critics or anything like that. It's just that people aren't fully educated.
So that's what makes them critical, because of the lack of education.
Yeah. So, but our job is to make sure that everybody understands the information, because, you know, a teacher is only good as the students that actually retain the information. Mm-hmm. So if we're not relaying the information to where the point where everybody can understand it, then it just has to be explained a little bit further. So I'm glad that we actually got a chance to fully explain that, because I know that was something that a lot of people may have had questions about. And the last thing before we bring Ian on, a lot of people will say, like, how can I open up a Roth IRA? It's pretty easy. You can do it all brokerage accounts. You know, Fidelity, TD, anything like that, you can open up a Roth IRA for your child. We actually talked about it in the Trapping with EYL course as well. We went into detail.
Here's the fundamentals that matter. Stop buying at the top of the market. When Tesla got to 875, everything fell apart. And you were like, why? The market hit a top of 900. Some of this is common sense. If a house is worth 250, don't buy it at 245. It's not worth it. I don't care if it has 10 grand in it, it's not worth it to do. The market is only down 24 out of 195 years, and crashes last less than 6 months, with quantitative easing even less in March showed that. Stock Club members, my advice to you, stop looking for 98 positions to be in. For those of you who got into 5.9 last March, you're up 360% off a stock that most people never even heard of or know. There is a lot of value for holding long-term. Kudos to you if you got in on those. Alpha, my dream team family, my advice to you, we have a tremendous opportunity here to be able to present and print the kind of returns that only maybe Kathy and Peter Lynch were able to do, but we can do that inside of a quarter. Stick to the plan and do not deviate no matter what you hear. You can create riches in 24 to 50 trades in a year and be golden. For my business owners, we want to start giving a couple of tips. The most important aspect of a brand is a single-mindedness to a relentless focus on being the best in the world at one thing. If you have a business, your edge is going to be, what are you the best in the world at? If you have a company that you run, whether it's large or small, please put in chat what that is and then tell me, what does your company do so well that no one else can duplicate it? If you don't have that edge, you need to start building on it. And we'll get closer to wrapping up. Four of the 28 pillars that you need for your own personal economic moat. In about 8 weeks, I'm going to break down the entire economic moat that you need personally. You need a business, you need stocks, you need real estate, you need life insurance. Those are the four that you want to start with. And the freedom matrix that I was trying to get Caesar to reveal, but he wouldn't cut you off. Ideally, we want to get to a place where we have ultimate freedom of 10,000 shares and 1,000 doors. The five biggest mistakes made from this year for me. One, not swing trading enough. Two, you guys know this already, but not getting enough rest because that does affect your trading. Two, three, deviating from plan. Number four, taking in outside noise. I literally looked at my percentage rate. I perform 20% higher when I take in less media. So when I'm only looking at news 1 hour a day, I perform a hell of a lot better. And number five, not including the VIX future into my trading plan. Those are my five biggest mistakes. Because regardless of what the market does, if we slide up or down, if you add the VIX in and swing trade it, you'll be great. My question of the week for you is, are you here to get rich or are you here to sound smart? I hear a lot of people talking, and that's fine. I want us to be intellectually capable to be able to have these conversations anywhere. But ultimately, does it mean anything if in 4 years you're not making any money? It does not. It does not. It's going to be all for nothing.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
Backdrop. Mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.